No, well, you didn't know. I've been throwing my voice there. I hire a man to stand there, and I throw my voice.
Well, it's all right. I don't blame you. I'd throw it myself. ladies and gentlemen. Gee whiz, I made myself laugh.
I know. You're laughing at something you did on the Ezra Stone program. I wondered why they didn't laugh last night. Now I know you were waiting to laugh tonight at the Aldrich family. Well, all right.
Are we still at the opening?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am privileged at this time to present a very close relative of the star of the Hobby Lobby program of last Sunday. I give you the husband of Portland Hoffa in person.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Harry, for that. Say, what happened to my name in the thing there?
Oh.
Is there suddenly a law against mentioning my name?
No,
so
I
many
was,
laws, I thought something...
No, I was going to mention it, but I didn't have a chance to check with Porties.
With so Portland? Well, what has Portland got to do
well,
with...
Well, things move very quickly in radio, Fred.
You, I know. I've had two sponsors get out with one my back. I didn't dare look over my shoulder at an audition.
No, I didn't mean that. What I meant is that overnight, you might say, on Hobby Lobby, Portland became a star.
Yeah.
Now, as a star in her own right, she naturally has a voice in deciding who gets billing on this program.
Well, I don't want to seem to be pushing a young boy ahead, whom they say has talent, Harry, but my parents went to a lot of trouble to pick out a name for me. Now, if they knew that people weren't going to use it, they could have given me a number. Seven or something. Seven Allen. Just call me Seven, folks. I have no name. Just...
No, well,
I might
Fred...
get to be a big man sometime. 7 3/8. You don't know. You wouldn't know.
Well, me. I'm sorry, Fred. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ask Portland about mentioning your name. Say, Porty.
Yes, Harry?
Oh, listen, Porty. I heard you Sunday. Were you swell?
Oh, did you really like it, Harry?
Yeah, I didn't even know you had a hobby.
Say, how about my name? Ask her about my name.
You know, I have a hobby, too, Porty. I collect stamps.
Gosh, that's an unusual hobby, Harry.
Yeah.
How'd you ever get started on stamps?
Well, he probably had a wet tongue and didn't know what else to do with it. Those things are. Harry, will you ask her about mentioning my, you know...
Hello, Porty.
Yeah. Oh,
hello,
now, wait
Peter.
A minute.
Say, did you?
I sure did.
And was it?
It sure was.
That's just the way I read it in the Reader's Digest. Word for word, all seven of them. Now, about my name...
I didn't know you had a hobby, Porty.
Now, look, my...
Say, I've got a hobby, too, Porty. I collect old ragged sheet music.
And you play it the way it looks. Now, look, my name...
Look, who cares about music? Now, stamps, there is a real...
What's my name?
Oh, stamps.
I was born in a lunch wagon.
Music. You play it, and what have you got?
Wait a minute, Harry.
Well, what is it?
You
what?
Still haven't mentioned my name.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Elman.
Dave Elman. All right, folks. This is your pal, Dave, bringing you the latest news of the week. The Icona News brings you the world in review. Washington, D.C. Senator Bridges, prominent Republican, suggests streamlining coming Republican convention. Senator says more entertainment and radio technique should be used at convention to attract radio listeners. IPANA News gathering consensus on proposed convention changes, interviews a small-time radio producer, Mr. Sebastian Welch. Now, Mr. Welch, do you think the old-time political conventions were dull on the air?
Oh, they were deadly. No zip, no tempo.
Really?
Tempo was important in radio. I have produced hundreds of radio programs. None of them had any entertainment, but they all had tempo.
I see. With your experience, how would you go about making the Republican convention a good radio show?
Oh, I got the plans right here.
Yes.
Get this. The program opens with an elephant trumpeting. Da-da-da-da-da! The voice of Orson Welles says spookily, "The Republican Party is on the air."
Yeah.
And then bang, right into Tom Dewey's theme song, "What's the reason I'm not pleasing ye?"
I see.
And then wham into a fast comedy spot. Vandenberg and Bridges doing an Amos and Andy. A couple of wild jokes. How'd you get that hot foot? I backed into a fireside chat, etc., etc., etc.
And then?
A fast number dedicated to Washington, D.C. You look good to me.
Very good.
And then, bang, another chord. Tom Dewey goes into a short commercial and then sings a parody entitled, "I'm only a prosecuting attorney, but I'm in there trying." song? A song dedicated to Maine and Vermont. You're all I need.
And?
A sock drama ending with Dewey trying to open the front door of the White House. The door is locked. Curtain.
You leave him there, do you?
Shaking the door.
Shaking the door.
And then we give him the teaser. What will Tom do now? Will he get into the White House? Will Tom be out in the cold 4 more years? Tune in again next week and find out.
And then into the finish?
A grand finale. 2,000 Republicans singing, Wishing Will Make It So.
Excellent, I must say. If the Republican Party doesn't use this thing here now, what do you intend to do with this program?
I'm going to flood it and make another showboat.
Good. Two rudder fellows. Well, nonpartisan good wishes, and thank you, Sebastian Wells. For an unbiased view of the Republican proposal, Ipana News consults a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, representing Senator Armand Wobble.
Thank you. Hello, constituents. Speaking as a Democrat and as a statesman, I say to you...
Never mind that soapbox stuff. Can you give us a frank opinion?
Well, not a frank opinion, brother. Frank ain't speaking either.
Oh, I see. So I haven't heard. But as a Democrat, do you think the Republicans have got something?
Brother, if the Republicans have got something, they got it while our backs was turned.
It hardly seems possible. But tell me, Senator, what do you think about your opponents turning their convention into a radio show?
We ain't worrying, brother. If the Republicans are going to play to the radio audience, we're pulling a fast one.
How?
Why, the party is entering me as a nominee.
Where does the fast one come in?
I'm using a radio contest. Finish this sentence. I like Senator Marble for president because...
What's the prize?
If I'm elected, I give you a project. A dam.
And if you're not elected?
I just don't give it.
I thank you. Senator. And now we show you how Republicans may weed out weak radio sisters and try out their candidates on an amateur hour before they're permitted to appear on the air at the Republican convention. The political amateur hour starts.
Major Mole's amateur hour is on the air.
All right. Once again, we spin our wheel of fortune round and round.